Hello and welcome to Hull Seahawks Behind the Curtain, episode 15. And it's been a very, very busy few months. We're pretty much approaching our 90-day anniversary now. And it's been, you know, so we've had some phenomenal chats on here. And we're going to have a big one here as we approach the end of the off-season. Only a couple of weeks ago, well, away from getting back on the ice. And I'm joined by Matty Davis. Of course, you've been with us for most of the rides along behind the curtain, mate. It's been a fun 3 months, and it's kept the off season alive.
Yeah, it's been fun, mate. And you know, when we started this was sort of the idea was to, I guess, to give people something during the summer when it's long and people are missing the game and missing the news and stuff that's going on. Just to keep people involved, I guess, and to sort of keep the buzz going. I think we've done a good job. I think we've spoke to pretty much the majority of the lads, and some of them have been, you know, very different. We had obviously the big guest of Klutz, and again thank him for doing that, because that was, as you was there for it, mate. It was definitely emotional.
Rollercoaster.
It was, and then we hit him straight back with the two idiots. So, no, it's been good, mate. We've had a great time doing it. I've enjoyed it massively. I know Martin has as well. this is just the start of it, mate. You know, like we talk all the time about it, don't we? But you know, we want to keep this going and bring, you know, all sorts of guests on, from now and before, and you know, everything Hull hockey really. So yeah, it's been good, mate, and you know, long may this continue.
I'm sure it certainly will as we approach the first on-ice action of the 23-24 season. But what we're actually going to start off talking about is a review of the off-season, essentially. We've spoke a lot about the first year, but of course it's been a very, very busy off-season, both in terms of personnel on the ice, even, you know, a few changes off the ice, and, you know, it's going to be a fantastic season. Of course, everything's been put into place now, so much that so the lads get on the ice in just over a week's time, and they're ready and raring to go. But we'll start off by talking about the off-season in terms of the fans themselves, in terms of season tickets, you know, the merchandise that's already out. You know, we saw a fantastic, you know, family fun day as well, you know, where they're all able to get their hands on the new jerseys for the first time. They've had a great summer, I think, already. You know, one that's not many other clubs around the country are sort of, you know, keeping the fans this involved over the off-season.
Yeah, it was a massive win, I guess, for everyone. The club, the, you know, the fans, everyone connected with the club. You know, it's like I say, it's something we've been wanting to do now for, you know, a long time. Is sort of really get everyone involved, I guess, and make sure that everyone sort of knows what's going on and keep everyone up to date, be honest about everything. And yeah, I mean, it's what we've said from day one, right? We want to keep this a family feel. And these sort of events, you know, we want everyone to bring their kids and to be, you know, if you don't have kids, just come and, you know, have fun and sort of be around what we're trying to do. And, you know, it makes people feel a little bit more, you know, included and sort of, you know, look, at the end of the day, this is a club that's growing. It's still in its infancy. You know, and we've got a lot of work to do in that regard. And these sort of days and events are a big part of it. I just saw yesterday that Leeds are doing something very similar. Don't know where they got that idea from, but no, I mean, it's a great idea for any club to do. It gets, like say, gets all the fans involved, and you know, it's something, you know, we want to do more of, especially when the players are here. You know, we're going to have some events over the year with, you know, skating with the players, and the fans are going to be around the players a lot this year, and sort of we're going to really put them in the sort of in the window for people to be around it. And again, that's all, you know, that's all part of making this a big success, is making the fans accessible, and you know, the fans, when they know the players, you know, sort of more in more of a personal way, they're often, you know, really want to get behind the lads. So yeah, it's been a good summer, mate. A lot of work, It's still got a couple of weeks to go of that, but yeah, we're getting there. And yeah, it's looking good.
No, it certainly is. Of course, Martin's unfortunately not able to join us this evening, but he's gone from somebody who a little over a year ago didn't know too much about Hull hockey. You know, his first exposure to Hull hockey was when we started covering the Seahawks on Beverly FM Sport, sort of May, June last year. And now he's so involved, as you know, Matt, he's repping the merch every other day. But it's exactly what
That's
he
it.
described to me at the Family Fun Days. It's a community feel, this club, isn't it? And it, you know, everything we do sort of builds that. And even sort of, you know, with the little perks and benefits of the season tickets, you know, working with the local schools, and even with our sort of main sponsor partners and the work they do in the community now, it's everything that the Seahawks is striving for.
Yeah, it's yeah, it all, you know, it all definitely sort of fits, you know, fits what we're trying to do. And yeah, look, it's one of them things where I think it's a case of you've just got to try and do your best to, you know, to sort of make everyone feel like they can get involved as much as possible. And again, the aim is to get the name out there, right? The name of the Seahawks. And yeah, these deals with, you know, main sponsors and you know, especially the sponsor that we've managed to, you know, get over the line in Reckitt's is a company that, you know, is such a renowned company in Hull and nationwide and worldwide that, you know, the work that they do and the work that they see, you know, us being able to do as well, which is a big part of that. You know, they've put a lot of faith in us that we can deliver in on that aspect. And, you know, I think we're sort of we've proven that, I guess, in the first year we've been in, you know, I don't know how many schools now. You know, we've got one school planned already every week. Some weeks we've got two in come September. And, you know, these are the things that, you know, we've always known we wanted to do. And you know, it's a big part of it. I know that I've been around it for a long time, that I know the school's part of it is very important. But you have to be a little bit sort of innovative as well with what you're doing. You know, we do these skate with the players, and I think they're really good. A lot of clubs do that as well. But you know, I think sort of all the little bits around it, like you said there, the merch. You know, the season ticket holders get you know discount on merch, and as much as we can is we're trying to get the brand out there. Brand into schooling, into, you know, again with Reckitt's and sort of aligning with them on that side of it. You know, it's all in the aim of just getting the name out there. And as many people that we can get to know the Seahawks, then the more work we can do within the community and offer it back. And yeah, it all really fits well. And yeah, it's exciting that we've got this, I guess this opportunity really to really sort of push us along this year. This year is a big one. We've got a lot of work to do, like I've said, but we've got some good people around this club that are more than willing to put the work in, like you know me and Joe are. So it's yeah, it's exciting, mate. We've got a lot of things to look forward to.
Oh, we certainly do. You have talked a little bit about the merch in terms of the new jerseys, though. Of course, well, first of all, they're absolute stunners. They really are. Particularly the retro style, the cup jerseys have really caught the eye of not just Hull fans, but Pete, a lot of people around the league as well, with the sort of
Yeah.
the ode to the old Humberside Seahawks. I say it was mentioned on episode 3 of this podcast by Colin, actually, that this is the 35th anniversary of, you know, the beginning of, you know, professionalised hockey in Hull with the Humberside
Yeah.
Seahawks. And it's, you know, a bit of a nod to them, but it's also, I spoke to Matt Mallory at the Fun Day, and he said, you know, obviously there's a lot of modern tweaks to the logo. There was no actual copy of the Humberside Seahawks logo. He's had to redraw that by hand. So massive props to Matt Mallory on that one. But you know, they're absolutely fantastic. You know, the Reckitt's logo, you know, the pink on the shirts, particularly on the white ones, looks absolutely stunning. You know, the fans have, you know, really bought into those already. They were flying out the door on the fun day.
Yeah, I think, you know, Sam, my wife, can attest to that. She's on the shirts this year and doing a great job with them. And yeah, the orders have been You know, unreal. And I can't thank the fans enough for that. And sort of, yeah, look, I knew this year was, you know, important in terms of a lot of things. But again, like I've mentioned, the branding, you know, it was always my idea to come back to sort of the roots of what this is. And the idea of taking the Seahawks name on was, you know, you have to pay homage to what they did before us, and such a, you know, illustrious club, and what they did over them years was really amazing. And, you know, we're just trying to sort of, I say, you know, not, you know, tip of the cap to them, but also, look, this is us and we're doing our own thing with it. But, you know, from my side of it, in terms of how long I've been in Hull, I've, you know, no other club has sort of really, you know, which really trying to honour what this club has done over the years. There's a lot of things coming up that fans are going to see as the season starts, that we've done, and we've got stuff ready for the next season in terms of what will be up around the rink and upstairs in the lounge especially. We've done a lot of work up there, and fingers crossed that'll all be finished. It's all been a, you know, as everything is, it's a bit of a rush situation with dealing with the ice arena. It's not always the easiest task, but we're just doing what we can. But yeah, look, them shirts, I said it, didn't I, a few, you know, quite a bit ago, I think we've got the best shirts in the league, and, you know, bias, but I think it's just true. And yeah, it's exciting, and you know, I'm really excited for the fans to see us out there in them shirts.
In terms of media side of things as well, of course, that's something that's maintained how busy it's been throughout the off-season. You know, with the pod, and, you know, Callum's been super busy on the social media. And even the, you know, the Power PPV guys, they're going to be back to produce the live streams next year. And as you alluded to at the end of episode 13, a special little documentary that's going to be on its way as well. You know, the club just doesn't stop. And I say, with it all about being the branding and, you know, getting eyes on the Seahawks, that's the best way you can arguably do that, isn't it?
Yeah, for sure. And look, the team that we've got, you know, around us at the minute, I think is brilliant. And I think we've got a really good group of people that, you know, just want to help. They just want to be around it. You know, they're in it for the right reasons. And, you know, but going back to the shirt, Matt Mallory, I mean, the kid's a genius in that way. I mean, his graphic design is, you know, I think unrivaled, really. I mean, he's doing some really, really good work around the city and getting a lot of people, got a lot of people's eyeballs on him now, you know, from what he's been able to produce. And, you know, I can't thank him enough for that. But yeah, look, Callum, and, you know, the work he does is, you know, so indebted to him in terms of how much he puts into it. And, you know, he loves it just as much as we all do. And yeah, it's a massive part of it. It's, you know, running an ice hockey team nowadays is more than just going out on the ice and trying to win games. There's so much that goes on behind the scenes that people maybe don't see. And we've tried to, you know, highlight that over the summer with, you know, having the boys on and having Tom on last week, and, you know, just sort of everything that goes into this. And yeah, you touched on the lads there, PPV, and, you know, again, so happy to have them boys back. Again, another biased view, but I think we have the best streaming package in the league. What's coming this year is very exciting. You know, on a match night basis, it's the ideas that we've got are going to be, you know, class. And I think we're going to prove again that we're offering one of the best packages out there. And yeah, like I said, we, you know, this documentary, we've got, you know, in sort of in process at the minute, where we're, you know, we're planning and we're doing a lot of things behind the scenes for that. You're involved in that, mate, and you know how it is. It's, we've got a lot of good ideas and a lot of good people that, again, want to help and be involved in this. And at the end of the day, if we can make some, you know, really good content that not just Seahawks fans, you know, want to watch, but anyone around the league and, you know, the country want to watch these sort of things. I know I watch pretty much all these behind the scenes sort of 24/7 style docs, and, you know, not, I've never seen one being done in our league. I know Leeds just put one out, A Day in the Life of Kieran Brown, last week or whenever it was. And things like that fans love, because it gives you an insight a little bit more onto what the players are doing. And you know, hopefully this documentary really highlight the lads in terms of, you know, what they're going to go through, in terms of, you know, a training session, you know, what goes into it, the fact of just the lads in the room and what all the banter is, and Tom doing his work, and you know, me shouting at people, and you know, basically just, you know, putting it off to, I guess, out there to the world, to, for people to see the work that goes into it all. So yeah, and it should be a really good one, mate. Obviously we've got a run up to a really big game for us as a club, both games massive, and you know, we start on the 9th, but you know, the work starts essentially on for the lads. Everyone will be in on the 2nd, and that's again going to be a big day for the club. We've got, you know, a lot of stuff planned for that day that'll be coming out over the next week or so, and again, it's again just more things that we're trying to put out back to the fans to say thank you, but also to, you know, to get them excited, right? We, you know, we've said it, and we're going to talk about it in this interview, but you know, I think we've signed a pretty good team, and I think it's going to be, I'd imagine the fans are looking forward to seeing all these players on the ice. I mean, I am, and I've signed them all, so I can't imagine how they're going to, you know, sort of react to seeing the boys out there and actually, you know, in action, and the build up to these big games is, you know, it's got a lot of buzz around it. And look, we need to just push this Seahawks brand as much as we can. So all these sort of things are just going to help with that. In my eye, I'm trying to catch these rugby league teams in the city, and I'm probably a little bit deluded in that way. But you know, we've got to go for it. We have to try and make this a Sheffield Steelers or a, you know, Nottingham Panthers, where they are seen as a, you know, a really big professional club within the city. And these things are, you know, it's early days for us as a club, but you know, all these things help.
No, certainly, sir. And as you alluded to, the on-ice team is looking, you know, fantastic for the season ahead. So that's what we're gonna spend a bit of time breaking down. Of course, we had a bit of a concise version of this on Beverly FM's Across the Pond last week, but here on Behind the Curtain, we get a little bit more time to, you know, really dig into things, you know, a little bit more opinion as well, which I think is always interesting. We'll start off with the Netties, shall we? And of course, that's something where opinion has been the talk of Twitter in the last week or so. We'll start off with Jordy. Of course, was absolutely phenomenal last year, stood on his head at times. Brick wall sort of comes to mind. We talked a lot about Jordy on episode 2 when he joined us, of course, and we looked into the statistics of things, just missing out on the 900 save percentage, and that was particularly hampered by early season as well. I think statistically, in save percentage, he was 5th or 6th in the league last year, if I remember correctly. Maybe in sort of 6th or 7th, but he was in that range. And I think two of them ahead of him, with both Milton Keynes Netties actually one of them, not on too many games. So, you know, in the sort of, you know, the elite group already, I'd say, of this league, you know, in his first season, as a starter. And Geordie's already got his head set on progressing, hasn't he? He wants to be sort of, you know, personally, you know, for himself, the best net he can be. You know, phenomenal effort last year. But as you mentioned last week, Matt, he's committed, you know, to the team. He's moving into the area, you know, with his partner as well. He's looking to spend some great years at the Seahawks, and you know, he's only going to get better, you know, with that level of commitment.
Yeah, I think, look, with Geordie, I think one of them things that we've mentioned, but the big thing for me is just how committed he is to us, like you just said, and he wants to be in Hull. And that's the biggest thing for me is, since moving down here, is he's really took to the whole thing and the brand of what we're doing here, and sort of the way that, you know, I suppose I'm running things, I guess, and he's bought into me, you know. I think two-way thing on that. I've really given him that sort of platform, I guess, to show how good he is. You know, he was sort of in that limbo land of elite league and not playing enough games, etc. And look, with this league improving as much as it is, and I think this year we're going to see that. But Geordie's now, I think, established himself as a, you know, not just a starter in this league, but I think one of the best And I think this year is going to be, a real, again, breakout year. Because again, one year in is always nice, but if he follows it up this year, like I think he will, I think you start putting yourself into, top three categories in the league. And again, with what we went through last year, he had obviously way more pucks to deal with than I guess we would have liked. And I don't think we're going to have that problem this year. But again, to know that we've got Jordy there, and one of the best things about Jordy is he cares so much about it that he's the first person when he knows he's sort of had probably a bad goal that for him that we did see at times last year. And again, Jordy's young and he's still finding his feet. And as a premier starter and night in, night out, he's got to back up them performances. And it's not an easy job to do. It's difficult. And again, as he's sort of maturing into his game and where he is, that kid, he'll make it work because he's a committed lad, and he wants to be the best, like you said. He wants to beat Sam Gospel. He wants to be up there with Dima and pushing them to, and Headley, of course. So yeah, I think we've got, for me, we're lucky to have him. Hull's been screaming out for a true number one for what, 5 years now, and I believe we've found that kid. So yeah, the fans love him. So he's got as much support as anyone needs really to flourish. So yeah, really excited for him this year.
And in terms of sort of supporting cast in the goaltending department as well, of course, Dom Smith going to be with us again on a two-way with the NIHL One North One this year. Hull Jets, of course, they've made the step up from 2-1, and also Tim Lyons is back as well. Of course, Tim got the trip of a lifetime last year to Lake Placid with the GB students team. So, two people who are certainly going to be working hard on the ice this year. Making sure that when called upon, they are ready.
Them two last year got sort of, I guess, thrown into it a little bit. Both of them had not been anywhere near that level previously. And I think it was a little bit of an eye-opening experience for the two of them. Just to see sort of the caliber of player and the caliber of shots that they're facing on a, nightly basis in training. Especially when you got Big Emil coming down, it's never nice when you've got to save one of them things. But look, I'm proud of both of them because internally them two have got a good competition between them. And being totally honest, I don't see either of them at the minute really taking that number two or number three role. I think it's up for grabs for both of them, and I want them to want to grab that. It's up to them really to sort of make this work. And look, I'm not gonna lie, we had and we still are in talks with another goalie, and there was always the plan to have, a backup in place. I don't think it would be rocket science for people to work out maybe who that would be if it was a Sheffield Steelers connection. But things change. That's the sport, that's how it works. And we'll see. Still sort of in talks with that situation. So we'll see what happens. But look, if it don't work out, look, Dom and Tim have got sort of a lot to do to get to that level. But we'll see what happens with it. And I'm looking forward to them to sort of pushing the way into that real number two spot.
Of course, moving on now to the defenceman. Of course, you mentioned that Jordy will be hoping that, he's not facing as many pucks this year, and a lot of that comes down to, what's in front of him. And of course, at times it struggled last year. At times when he free, fit starting defenceman, it did have a big effect on, Jordy and, the D-men themselves, in terms of fatigue, etc. Shouldn't have. Well, hopefully, fingers crossed. Don't want to jinx anything. Hopefully we'll have that issue this year. The starting six that we've got at the moment, it looks really, really strong. There's some, terrific talents, offensively as well. That's really, really exciting. Some experienced heads, some people who've been around winning groups, some great youngsters, who've got so much talent. And then Just the balance of it all as well. The three lefties, the three righties, everything about this group makes sense. It's great to see.
Yeah, I mean, that was the idea with it. And I guess, again, to make it sort of, I guess, plainly to to people that are listening to this, it's, building a team, it's not just plucked out of thin air and I'll take him and him. There's got to be some, in my opinion, there's got to be some science behind what you're trying to do and a bit of thought into who you're taking. And look, everyone that I've got sort of back there this year are all good skaters, which is key to the way that I want us to play this year. There'll be some slight tweaks to how we play this year, and I think that they're the things that I believe we need to do to make us, a real force in this league. And with that, this sort of the mobility of the D-men is key. And look, it's one of them things where, we had a decor last year that was, look, they had a difficult time of it. We had players that were playing hurt a lot, and I've said this already, but I've really appreciated everything that them lads did for me last year, and not one of them, goes away from this, sort of with any negative side to it. It's just, look, we needed to improve. I'm not looking at just making playoffs this year. That's not what I'm here to do. We're looking upwards big time. And the decor was a massive part of that. The full decor obviously is built around Dec, and Dec is, the premier D-man in this league for British players, in my opinion. And what he did for us last year is, unbelievable. I think he's going to be even better this year with Brock next to him, and sort of, what we've got behind that as well is I think, four British lads that essentially could easily play anywhere in that, top six or top four, or whatever you want to call it. Liam Danskin, who got into Hull today, actually. He's raring to go. He's already in. He'll be in training all week and in the gym. So I'm really excited for that lad. I think he's got so much ability to play in this league and be a real Premier D man as well. Very similar to Deck in that way. Rangy left-handed D man that can skate well. They don't come on trees, especially being left-handed. It's a real find to find a D man like that. So that's huge. Tom Barry, I think, look, we saw what he's about last year. Great skater, right-handed guy that plays a solid defensive game, but again, his immobility is the key for us. Being able to get around the ice like he will is again what I'm after. And we know what Stubbs can bring. We spoke to him a couple of weeks ago, but he's someone that I thought had again another breakout year last year. But again, for him to back it up and really stamp his authority on this top four is what I want him to do this year, and show what he really is. And look, Willie is just the most reliable person on the team for me. And a lot of this really does come down to Willie in terms of how much he helps in very many aspects, with the coaching side, and just the fact that he can play minutes still, and do that very well. That's massive for us. And yeah, we've mentioned him a lot. And I don't want to keep banging the drum on him, and I don't want to tempt fate on it. But I think I've got the best player in the league, hopefully. I've said it to many people, but if he's as good as I think he is, then we have got a real good chance. But time will tell. When he gets in and we see how he settles and where his game is and how he's gonna, sort of go on from that. And he's got ice time with Manchester throughout the year, and that's only going to help him as well. So yeah, the big man Brock is, that's the one that I know you're most excited about as well. And yeah, I think, look, for me, that's the real key to this team and how well we're going to do this year is Brock, and how good Brock's going to be.
Oh, he looks absolutely lights out, and don't worry, he'll be on the back of my retro cup shirt for sure. But no, I say it just looks so solid at the back. I say that the balance, the ability of everybody on there, it's absolutely, what we need. There's got to be teams around the league where, we might have guys on, the second, perhaps even, depending on what the pairings look like, on third line, that would quite easily be, on, maybe on a top line, or at least certainly on a second line, of most other clubs around the league. It does look fantastic, if I've, been honest myself. Of course, this player's sort of, there is only six on there at the moment. Is that something that, you maybe would be thinking about adding a seventh D, particularly with Willie's position, where he's going to maybe be doing a bit more bench coaching this year as well? There is always the opportunity, for Finn or for Paul as well. They can quite easily deputise. And I know Reece Edwards as well has played a little bit of defence in his time. So there is that versatility there too.
Yeah, of course. I think, the way sort of it's been, I've done it is that six I know are very capable of playing. And, if Willie does need to come back off the bench, off the ice onto the bench, which that probably will happen at some point this year, then there's options that we've got there. You mentioned it with Finn. If I can keep away from that as much as I can, I would love to, because Finn fits that top six, and I want him to be in there and being a threat on the ice as much as possible. But with that, he can also be a threat from the back. So I know he's got that ability. But yeah, like you say, Paul will do anything I ask him to do, and that's the beauty of Paul. He's a great kid, and that's he'll do anything the team needs, right? So, but look, there's other options, and there's people sort of. Again, we've got sort of waiting in the wings if anything happens. Obviously, Tom Ralph's situation, with him not coming back this year. Unfortunately, just Tom just can't commit, right? So it's just tough. It's tough for him. He wants to be a Seahawk. I know that. But he's also got a business, and that's unfortunately his business is a bar, and busiest times for a bar of the weekend. So that's just the way it falls. And I've had a chat with Tom, and he knows the situation. But look, if there was any injury situation or there was stuff that happens, then he's more than willing and ready to jump straight in. And yeah, it's nice to know we've got that option. So yeah, that's sort of my feeling on it. And you mentioned Reece there a little bit, but yeah, Reece is he's a bit of a. What can we say about Reece? He's a bit of an unknown for us all at the minute, but I think it's going to be really, really interesting to see how Reece gets on. He will be dressing with us that weekend, against Leeds. So, it's interesting. He's the one that is the most unknown on this roster for me at the minute, even with the imports, I suppose, as well. But with him, it's always an unknown with when they're that young. And he had a great year last year, there's no doubt, but that level is a very different level to this. The step up is massive, and I think he's good enough to do it. I think he's got so much ability, different ability to what Brooks has, but yeah, excited for him and what we can get out of him.
No, well, so we'll move on to the forwards now. Of course, 13 signed on, at the moment. Three of them on 2 years there, of course. Well, actually, four if we include going the other way, actually. Bobby, of course, 2 way up to the Elite League. Then we've down in NIHL One North. Of course, Reece Edwards, as we just mentioned, and then both Deck and Alex, after, very, very tough seasons last year, so gritty, all the way throughout the season, gave their absolute all. They're going to get maybe a bit more of a chance to shine with the Jets in NHL One. But where, as and when needed, they're all gonna, always going to be willing to step up with the Seahawks as well. And then, of course, there's the 10 full-time forwards. Well, nine, well, 10 including Bobby, should we say. And, across there, we mentioned on our piece that we did last week, Matty, that it's very, very difficult to go, oh, this is a top six for this team, because you've got seven, eight players, I'd say, would all, put their hand up and say, well, maybe not themselves, but fans would go, well, they've got to be in the top six, and everyone's gonna have a different opinion on it, and it's gonna come down to what you see in training, what happens, well, what happens in training will affect, what goes into the games against Leeds. Then there's the Leeds series and the Sheffield series. to sort of perfect everything ahead of Peterborough, isn't there? There's going to be a lot of sort of tinkering with that top six and how these lines look to find the pairs that, really complement each other.
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I mean, well said on that. But like you say, the idea again with like we mentioned with the D, but we needed depth, and the idea of just having six forwards that can be a top six, and then beyond that the drop off is too much. I didn't want that. I didn't want that, and I wanted that third line to be a threat, because what I saw this year was, or last year gone, sorry. There was a lot of times when third lines actually were the line that was pushing. I mean, we saw it with our own third line. There was times our third line were the best line on the ice, for many reasons. But it's look it a top six is a top six, but I'm looking at this as obviously really a top nine in a sense, because we are going to have that fourth line, and that is going to be, you mentioned Deck and Alex, but them two are gonna play this year, Deck and Alex. What I've seen from them both this summer is they're both fully committed. They're both gonna be with the Jets, but they wanna be Seahawks. And there's no doubt about that. They know what the situation is. They know that this team has to be and is a lot better than what we was. But I'll never forget what they both did for me. So no matter what happens, they'll always get a chance with me now. And they're both absolute diamond kids. Alex, I don't think I could speak more highly of a kid ever. He's just, everything I want from someone. That's a part of what we're trying to do. And Deck Jones looks like, I don't know, some like Hulk kid. I mean, the size of the kid is a joke. He must have put on 10, 15 pounds of muscle. He's absolutely massive. And he's ready. He wants it. He knows the situation. He knows he's playing for the Jets, but he will play and he'll get a chance. There was times last year when Deck early on was one of my best forwards, and I know he's got it in him. He's got all the tools in the world. He skates as fast and as well as anyone. His shot is, he'll get his shot off. Deck's just got to find that the intricacies of his game and where he fits, really, what his role is. But yeah, I mean, we're talking about a team here that in my opinion can rival any line in any league in this league, sorry, in any team. And that was the plan. The first line will be a first line, but the second line will be
It's frightening.
a first line. So you're dealing with, yeah, a different level this year. When you add Nathan Salem to to this scenario as well, I was on the ice with him on Saturday, Tom
Tom
Watkins'
Watkins.
testimonial, and Nathan looks really good. He's ready. He wasn't quite ready last season when he came in. There was a lot going on in the summertime. We spoke about this with him.
Yeah.
But I think he knows that this team is going to be a lot better, and he doesn't want to lose where he was. I don't think he wants to lose his spot. He wants to fight for it, and that's the key. Like I said, there's nine players coming in more with the lads down in, on the two ways, etc. But they're all in there fighting. And what you said there is, I've got an idea of where people are going to play on who I think should play with who in terms of the way their games match up. But it'll come down to who wants it and who wants to be in them positions, and it's not a given for anybody. But yeah, we'll see how things gel, and we've got some real good talent up there, and it's I think everyone should be excited about, the prospect of having not just Emil that can score at will, and Nathan that can produce. We've got so many. That top six, for me, they're all on their own, just really, really good players. And then when you think about what we've got with Bruton, he's frightening. That again talked about Deck, but Owen Bruton looks like a totally different kid this summer. Like the work he's put in, he's really strong and fit at the minute. And I've given him some personal targets between me and him that I want him to hit, and he's really, really ready to go. And again, another kid that absolutely loves Hull, wants to be here for as long as he can be until, you know, that the Elite League comes calling, and I think that will happen. I think he's that good. You know, a 16-year-old kid to do what he did last year, I think was, you know, I told Banners on the Wall actually tweeted something out the other day. He said, "What that you must have seen it where the tweet says, what do you think about when you see Hull Seahawks?" Yeah.
Most of them were chip spice, I will say, but there were some other good ones.
But yeah, I will say this, but you know, he knows his stuff, and you know, he's been watching ice hockey a long time. And you know, for him to sort of remember that, and when I spoke to him about that, I meant it. You know, watch this kid, because I think he's got something different to what a lot of British players maybe don't have. A lot of forwards these days want to be the pretty highlight. You know, they want to do the backhands, and they want to do these pick it up on the stick and do the old Michigan
I
and
think,
stuff like that. You know, there's only one kid in the league that can do any of that stuff, and we all know who he is. We mention him every podcast, but you know, Kieran Brown's that kid, and we know that he's got that talent.
I remember
But
watching a
oh,
video of the Michigan last year, actually.
yeah, exactly. And you know, look, with Owen Bruton, I think you've got a real ice hockey player there. That what I mean by that is he could play upper league even further on. It depends what he wants to do and how far he really, really wants to go with this, but. Look, I want him in Hull as long as he plays the game, but I'll also never ever stand in the kid's way. My goal as a coach and sort of as his mentor, whatever you want to call it, is I want him up there. I want him to push. I want him to go as high as he wants to go. And I really think we've got a special kid with him.
No, you'd certainly have to agree based on the evidence of last year. Moving on, so a select group of forwards I just want to pick up on, and it's the three returning sort of hometown guys, of course, Bonner, Bobby, and then Finn as well. The fans are going to be so excited to see those on the ice, of course. For Finn, it was his obviously stepping on the ice last year sporadically for the Seahawks, and it really got some fans out of their seats. And then, of course, the fans just absolutely loved, you know, Lee and Bobby, don't they? You know, of course, such great memories already. And, you know, another opportunity to make more. Those three are going to be a big part of this lineup.
Yeah, massive. I think, you know, sort of, I think as the season sort of finished, I think, you know, people could have maybe picked the fact that Bobby and Bonner were probably coming back. Again, we've mentioned it, but they live in Hull, so it just makes sense for them both to do that. But I think most fans probably wanted Finn to come back. It would have been, you know, near enough the first choice person. And it was my first choice person as well. This is the thing. I think people will think of, you know, the big signings as being Bobby and Bonner and you know, maybe the imports and Emil and you know all this. But honestly, I think Finn is the key for us to really make a massive run at this. You know, that kid is, I mean, he's exactly what I want in an ice hockey player. He's someone that all he knows is hard work. He's never going to go out there and give you a, you know, a 6 out of 10. He'll be a 7, 8 every single night. Might not be someone that will get all the accolades, maybe like Bobby will or, you know, Emil and stuff like that. But as a coach, you know, him and Towner and Deck and all these sorts of players are the ones that really make the team work, and make the team a good team and a team that can win. So that signing is massive. What he offers the team in terms of he can kill penalties, he'll play on the power play, he'll fill in a role wherever he's asked to play, and he's so versatile that you know he can play that role as a, you know, the hard work guy that gets the puck back. He can play that playmaker role. I really want to see him open up and score some goals this year as well. You know, he's got a tricky little shot, a little fast release shot that I think he needs to use a little bit more. And you know, I think he knows that he wants to do that as well. So yeah, you know, the Finn signing's huge. You know, look, Bobby and Bonner, I think them two, the two old boys, the two heartthrobs of, you know, fans' favourites in every team they go to. Them two are both in the prime of their career now. I genuinely believe that. I think Bonner's had two really, really good seasons in Sheffield. He was the best player on the ice in Coventry when I went to watch him play. He was their best player by a long way. And Lee's ready to go. He's got himself in really good shape. He's coming in. He wants to do well. He's a Hull lad. Like, there's no doubt. I know he's played in Sheffield, and you know he'll do what he can for that team, of course. But look, his mum and dad come to every single game, regardless whether Lee's here or not. That, you know, his mum's there, his sister's there. They're watching the game. You know, his little nephew. And you know, it's different, mate, when they're in the stands watching you and they've got all shirts on. It just is. And exactly the same with Bobby. Bobby different in the sense that, you know, he'd probably admit this, but this is going to mean a lot more to Bobby this year because of me in this situation. He knows how much goes into this. He sees it because I do see Bobby quite a lot outside of the game. You know, we go back a long time. He's sort of my little brother in a way. He's just like been around me for so long, you know, and the dynamic has to change a little bit, but he knows that, he knows it's coming. And, you know, everyone says the same thing, as long as he stays, you know, he keeps his head on and he, you know, he doesn't lose his head and he doesn't, you know, get undisciplined and all that stuff. But we've spoke about this, Connor, haven't we, at length, but I'll never take that out of him.
You don't take the edge off him, do you? Because he,
no.
You know, him and, you know, Nathan as well both play so close to a line,
yeah,
where,
yeah,
you know, in physicality and trying to get every edge, they're not going to try and, you know, miss out on a poke check to try and win the puck in a dangerous area. Yeah, they might take your trip, you know, but they are going to win a game, you know, by doing the exact same thing the week later.
Yeah. 100%, mate. Like, if there's a puck to be got in the middle in the slot and there's people fighting for it, you know, you put your money on Bobby and Nathan in that regard, because they play so edgy, and you know, they both, again, they're not just out there doing, you know, and fans maybe don't see this. The fans that know the game maybe a little bit more and see sort of the NHL players that play in that similar style, you know, I'll guarantee that their coaches will never tell them to just tune it down a little bit. Look, there's times when stupid stuff doesn't need to be done. And that's obviously what people are talking about. But look, sometimes players are going to do that. Like, that's just part of it. Like, Bobby Chamberlain is the most competitive kid. And if I say to him to turn that down, you don't get the other side of it. So at the end of the day, people can say what they want about discipline and all that. Just let me worry about that, because, you know, at the end of the year when Bobby scored 50 goals, but he's also got 100 penalty minutes, I don't care. I don't care. You know, as long as he, you know, he does his job on the ice, gives us a chance to win every night, you know, we'll be all right. So, yeah, again, Bobby, huge signing. I think, obviously, it means a lot more to him as well that he's back in Hull. So, yeah. Again, it's exciting to see the blend, really. And, you know, you're probably going to talk about him now with the imports with that. So, yeah, it'll be exciting to see the blend of that as well. So,
I was going to say, we've talked to Emil at length, you know, only a couple of weeks ago when he joined us on the pod. The one is we've maybe not spoke about so much since we had him on the pod was Bobby Young as well. Of course, you know, there's been all this hype around Brock, you know, the highlight reels and all this. I don't know if Bobby Young seems to have maybe got under radar a little bit strangely, but I can't wait to see him. As you say, he's the exact type of player that we need, you know, someone who wants to distribute the puck. You know, and there's a lot of players who'll quite happily take it and get a shot away. I'm really, really excited to see him on the ice. We mentioned it to Emil actually the other week. We said, are you excited to be, you know, getting on the ice with Bobby, someone who just wants to feed you the puck? Emil was a little bit more laid back about it, as expected. I think Emil was a bit like, I'll wait to see how he gets on, you know. But I already think, you know, if they are line mates together, you know, I just think it'd be a tremendous pairing. So yeah, Emil just wants the puck between his feet, get the shot away, and you know, Bobby's gonna graft, you know. You know, we've seen, you know, the passing ability on the reels, and, you know, the ability to just, you know, cause havoc a little bit, you know, get in the right areas and, you know, work for the team. I'm really excited to see how he gets on.
Yeah, mate, exactly the same as me. And, you know, I hope he does go under the radar. I hope no one's thinking about Bobby Young, because I said this earlier in the year, but this player is exactly the player that I wanted here. Funny, I was only speaking to Jason Silverthorne on Saturday, and essentially I said to him, look, I think I've signed you, just a left-handed version, and it's literally what I wanted. No one ever said for I don't know how long I've 12 years, 10 years that I've been playing with Silver, or sort of, we did a long stint and I went and played in the in Telford year with him, but Sil's never got the adulation from anyone really. Such an underrated player his whole career. But I tell you right now that everybody in the league would have wanted Jason Silverthorne in their team when he was sort of, fit and ready and playing. Because, when you can get an import that can play on the kill, play massive minutes, play the right way, that which is a big one. No cheating, no, just looking for stuff, for himself. And you're dealing with someone that plays on the right side of the puck. You're dealing with someone that only knows hard work. He's coming from a division, and he said it himself on the podcast that in that league there's actually six lines in training, and that six lines, they're all absolutely flying. They're all unbelievable players. Like he said on match day, there's four lines of forwards, and they're all essentially first line players, because that's what they do in that league. They bring in, again, we said it, didn't we, about Walcombe, the fact he was a fourth line player. He's not a fourth line player, but he is in D1, because they're all that. There is no differentiating between it. They have four lines of players that are just like that. So, look, I think, again, it's you never know until they're here, but everything he said to me, I speak to him a lot, and he's looking forward to being here. He's dying to be on the ice and play the right way. And again, if I've got the guy that I think I have, a true first line center, again, look, exactly the same as me. Look, thinking about him playing with Emil is exactly the reason that what again why I signed him. Look, where Emil does not exactly, do his best work for the team, let's say, is obviously the other way. Which I know, I've signed him back. I know exactly what he's strong at and what he's not strong at. He admits it himself on Twitter with his daft gifs and all that stuff he does. But Bobby is that player. And again, he was licking his lips when I told him the idea of him going to be playing with Emil. And if someone told me 5 years ago, I've signed Emil Svek to play with you, I'd have been doing the exact same thing. So again, we don't know until it happens, but again, it's all exciting. We'll see how they come together and they gel, but good players always find a way. That's what I always say.
And yeah, well, I 100% have to agree. Last group of players we'll talk about during this group of forwards, it's sort of the returning guys, really. Not for them to go under the radar, but we spoke a lot about them already. Some fantastic players in the group. Brutes, we've mentioned already a bit. Leopold, we mentioned earlier about his versatility. Nathan Salem, last year, one of the only two players to hit the 50-point mark. Obviously, the captain. We've barely mentioned Sam Towns all night. And of course, Jordan Fisher as well. How much those guys factor into the plans? All five of them great guys. Bring so much to this team, but they're both on and off the ice as well. And they're gonna sort of, we talked about this idea of getting the culture right in the team. They're the guys who did the hard work last year, gritted through the season, and the guys coming in, they'll get a bit of a nod off these guys, won't they? To know exactly how this club, how things are done.
100%. Look, the boys that did that work for me last year, again, I've mentioned it so many times, but I could say it every time I talk, is so important for me, because it's loyalty and hard work and just grinding for a club, and for me personally, that I'll never forget. And look, there's a lot of, I put a lot of stock into that. Look, Sam Towner is, again, I've, you know, it's a reason why I make him the captain. There's no one else that will ever be that as long as he plays for this club, because that kid only knows working hard. He doesn't even know how to not work hard. But what Sam Towner did show us last year, that is that he can play. And if Sam Towner does play on a third line, which, again, is a position that he's more than happy to do, you know, he's going to be playing next to some, or, you know, a kid, like we've mentioned already, you know, in Bruton, that is, you know, if you imagine putting Sam Towner next to an Owen Bruton, Owen Bruton is only going to flourish from this. Sam loves helping Owen because Owen listens to Sam, and Sam's a big influence on Owen, I think, already. But them two together, I think, can not only just be, if they are that third line, which that is the plan for that. You know, if that is where it is, they're not just there to be a third line. I want them to, and whoever plays with them, whether it's Fish, whether it's Paul, whether, you know, Alex jumps up, whatever it is. But the Sam Towner and Owen connection, I think, is big. I think they both complement each other well. They both play a similar style, but Owen, being a skilled player deep down, he's got that in him to do. You know, he's a kid that can get points. He scores goals. We saw it last year. We already know that. But playing with a Sam Towner, I think, is only going to help bring that out. That's a massive, massive sort of duo and third line sort of situation that this team really, really will benefit from massively. And yeah, it's that they're the sorts of things that really do make a massive difference for us. And to be a contender in this league, you've got to have, I believe, a really, really good third line.
No, so yeah, 100%. You know, we saw sort of the great thing from the guys last year, but the quality of that third line is only going to be, you know, vastly increased this year because of what's ahead of them, you know, on that sort of depth chart as such. I think that's it. We've covered all sort of all 22 of all 22 the sign up guys, and you know, the fans, you know, hearing the insights, you know, of yourself, you know, we now actually get to see the only couple, well, only about a week and a bit's time, we'll get to see them, you know, on the ice. In practice, we're only about 2 weeks away from heading down to the castle, you know, for a game against the champions. It's a huge, huge game. So I was just touching up on the pre-season before we sort of wrap this one up. You know, it is another Yorkshire Cup. It's against two teams who, we'll say, have had quite different off-seasons, really. You know, with Leeds and Sheffield. Leeds, they've got to be full of confidence. They've had some big changes, you've got to say. You know, three brand new imports all in, all three Canadians. And so Sheffield, of course, we all know about the situation with them. You know, that takeover is now complete. They're now got looking to, you know, get a full squad on the ice. You know, we go against them on a Thursday night, which is a tough one. You know, headed down to sort of, you know, their rink, and then, but we say we get the two home games, you know, both on the Sundays. Let's get the place absolutely rocking, because, you know, these are two teams, you know, good results, you know, against these two in pre-season will just be that sort of very early marker of, you know, we've come to play this year. This is a different Seahawks.
Yeah, it's, I think it's exciting. You know, obviously there was a lot of turmoil this summer and a lot of things that needed, you know, addressing. You know, I won't go into details on any of that, but we are where we are. I think, you know, in the here and now, I think having Sheffield in the league, you know, look, it's a great rivalry for Hull. It always has been. I'm happy to see Huey back sort of in that role as well. That'll be, you know, I think that's only going to help that club. You know, that's the right guy in charge there for me. You know, did a great job in Hull, and obviously he's going to do the same there. But yeah, I mean, look, the Leeds thing, again, everyone can have an opinion on whether they're better or they're not better. You don't know, again, until you see their imports and how good they could be. And when we know that, it's, you know, they're a good team. They've already got some of the best British players in the league, of course. So no one should be taking Leeds lightly at all. Probably got, you know, up there with one of the best coaches in the league, in my opinion. I've worked under Ryan, and he's he's very, you know, he's diligent with his work, and he'll have them lads fit and ready to go, and they will, you know, they'll still be a contender, and they're still the team to beat. No one will be taking them lightly. And for us, we've got, yeah.
I was just gonna say, you're the champions until someone knocks you off, aren't you? That's the thing.
Exactly, mate. Yeah, and that's it. And you know, we've got to prove ourselves, right? Everyone can say we're a better team, but again, I've said this to everyone, you know, we're not until we do it. And people's perception of us is still, yes, we have a better team, but we're still that team that finished bottom until we're not, right? So we have to prove again that we are a different team, and the way we're playing is sort of similar, but we have a lot more depth, so we can play a little bit more aggressive, or a lot more aggressive at times. And look, them games, the pre-seasons, but whenever you play against Leeds and Sheffield, it's always going to get tasty. We know that. But the eye is on that first Peterborough game. That's the real, you know, the real big game for the sort of the, I guess, the outlook on the season and where we're going to end up. We could win all pre-season games and have a shocker on that Friday night, which is not what I want.
With it being a Friday night, the eyes of the league will be on it, you know. Who knows who's, you know, there's nine other teams that don't have a game that night. Fans from all these other teams, even the players and coaches, yeah, might be on that stream getting a very early look of what the, you know, 23-24 Seahawks look like.
Yeah, I'm no doubt that they will be, mate. You know, when you make such a massive change like we have, it's, everyone's going to be watching, everyone's going to be looking and what we're about. And yeah, it's a good 3 weeks of solid pre-season for the lads, and we're going to get them, you know, and we'll be fit. That's all I can promise to anyone. Like, we will be a fit team this year, there's no doubt about that. For me, fitness is a massive part of this, and it implements how I want to play, it implements how the lads can be out on the ice, understanding their jobs, but also just implementing their game instead of worrying about not being quite at fitness.
It's been a heavy metal hockey, isn't it? You know, full speed, yeah, for 60 minutes. Nobody comes to the high arena has an easy night.
No, I you know, I'm a Liverpool fan, as you know, and you know, what does Klopp say? It's heavy metal football, and you know, very much my philosophy on the way we play is very much the same way as heavy metal hockey, I guess. And we're going to be even more aggressive this year. We have the numbers to be. We've spoke about this at length, Connor, and we will not be giving people time in this rink, and that is exactly what. Everyone will know their jobs in that way, and there's no doubt that we're going to be a difficult team to play against. That's what I'm implementing. We're going to be working a lot on that in pre-season. We've got a lot of ice, and look, we have to be ready. Obviously, that first pre-season game is massive for the club. The team, I guess, it's more of a, look, the lads need to see where they're at. It's about the gelling. It's about the, you know, the overall picture. But for the club, them games are huge. Obviously, the league's game at home is going to be a massive first showcase event for the new team, that, you know, the new shirts, everything. So, you know, yeah, it's massive. We've got, there's more news coming out on sort of that first home game as well, which we'll touch on sort of as we go. But yeah, I'm really excited. I'm really excited for it, mate. It's looking really good. Everything's in place. You know, the boys are starting to come in now. It's getting real. We're literally, you know, 2 weeks from, you know, from the big time when the lads in, and then we go 3 weeks and we've got our first game. So it's exciting times.
No, it certainly is. I was counting the days down on my calendar the other day until we've got hockey. We've got hockey in Hull every weekend now, pretty much. From now until April, then it's an exciting time. And I think that could be a new tagline, heavy metal hockey. We've got to get that on some merch somewhere.
I like it.
Heavy metal hockey, that might be the title of this one. We've got to say, of course, thanks very much, Matt, for joining us, of course, you know, to hear your insights in depth. You know, this is something that, you know, fans of a lot of clubs, you know, don't get, you know, to hear the coach sit down, you know, for just over an hour now. We've broken down sort of the off-season, but I think more importantly, this team and what fans can expect of it. And how we Hopefully see the season going. And of course we'll get to hear a lot more, throughout the season as well. When we do reach the point at which games are happening, behind the curtain, not only be, your normal interviews, normal chat, we'll have the game reviews, game previews, we'll break them down, we'll get to, not just Matty's but the players' thoughts as well on exactly what's happening on the ice. That's going to be absolutely tremendous. Got to say, thank you very much for tuning in to episode 15 of Behind the Curtain. I've been Connor Lynn. Make sure that you like, follow, share, and subscribe to wherever you get your podcasts from, whether that be Spotify, Apple Music, Apple Podcast, or YouTube. And make sure you stay tuned for episode 16, because there might be a troublesome duo who are pretty elite, shall we say, heading down to Behind the Curtain.